people of Earth. The following is only a recording of trained Earth voice actors enacting a fantastical story about dimensional travel that is by no means real. There are no portals leading away from your planet to all sorts of other worlds, because if there were, and there were some sort of show about that, surely that would be on TV, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing you throw TV money at, yeah? No, this is a podcast, so on the believability scale, we're starting with 2 strikes against us. Yeah, nothing accurate happening over here. I mean, ask the people behind that Trojan Horse Affair podcast. Not a lot of need for fact-checking in the world of radio, am I right? So take that need for verisimilitude off the table, pour yourself a nice big glass of I'll Believe Anything, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years, 11 months, and 4 weeks or so, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chump the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
Oh, Arnie, I have so much pep in my step today. Do you want to know my little secret?
I, of course, always, buddy. I always want to know your little secret.
Well, there's a cart across the street that's selling. It's this guy who travels from town to town. And
Morglorb,
he's selling.
Right. Morglorb.
No, it's not Morglorb. I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. It's not Morglorb. You have Morglorb on the brain. This guy goes from town to town and he sells his own homebrew.
That he makes. Morglorb.
Arnie, stay with me, buddy. Okay. Stay with me. Hey, your eyes are closed. Open up, buddy.
Nope. Yep. I'm awake.
So he makes his own homebrew, and it's made from wheat that he finds on the mountaintops. It's his own mountain brew. And what he does is he tells a little joke into the mountain brew, and he makes it a ha-ha blast.
Oh.
Do you want some mountain brew ha-ha blast?
Do I want some Morglorb?
Arnie, buddy. Fuck, this is brutal.
No, I'm sorry, Chet. No, no, thank you. This is a very kind offer. I don't want any mountain brew aha blast, because I care about what I put in my body.
You're eating a full pig.
Wait, that's what this is?
Yeah, what did you think that was?
I don't know. I thought it was a sandwich. I was having a real hard time. Like, it was really rough. I was like, there's a lot of hard crust on this. And hair. Okay. Yep, sorry. I'm gonna set this aside, I think. Sorry, I'm a little distracted, Chunt. I mean, our anniversary of the podcast is coming up, but also...
Oh, yes, the podcast. Oh, the podcast. Sorry. Pinky Clinkies.
Oh, Pinky Clinkies. Thank you. You know, one of the things I'm a little distracted by is I'm definitely losing circulation to my pinky from this pinky ring that you got me. It's a little small.
Yeah, it's a magic ring, and the longer you wear it, the tighter it gets, so the less you forget about how cool the rings are.
Oh, okay. Is that reversible in any way?
Yeah, you could turn it around. I mean, the ring is the same all the way around, so if you turn it 180, it's going to look the same, but you could technically do it.
I'm just wondering, at what point, how do I stop it from cutting my finger off?
Oh, I don't think you can.
Okay.
My finger's blue.
Yeah, but you know, if your finger pops off, you can just shapeshift a new finger.
Yeah.
I can't. Here's the thing, Chun.
Yeah?
I can't do that.
Well, I could. Here's what we'll do. I lose a finger, so then I have 4 on one paw. I grow 2 back, so I have 6 on one paw. I cut one off, give it to you, bingo bango, new fingy.
Chunt, math doesn't make this better. That does not help me.
Just get Usador to he'll be dead, wink, wink, wink.
There's just so much stuff happening, and I can't ask Usador for help because he's on his deathbed.
There's so much stuff happening. All that's happening is you just put down a full pig, and you're complaining about a ring, Arnie, buddy.
Well, also, You know how I'm working at for the Cooper in town?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I've been trying to help out. Now the Cooper is in a lot of trouble because that douchebag Cooper stole all of his inventory, whatever that is. I still don't know exactly what Coopers make. Now the Cooper is in a lot of trouble with the king of the Coopers for losing all that inventory.
Oh, shit. Arnie, has she thought about flying the Cooper?
I don't know. I mean, probably she should because she's in a lot of trouble. I've heard that King Cooper is going to send his Cooper troopers to punish her.
Oh, that's... sorry, I'm laughing. It sounds funny.
Funny.
No, it just reminds me of something.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It reminds me of one time I was at this party and I was dancing and like the music was real fun. And then everyone was like chanting for me to run up a staircase and then grab onto a flagpole. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like losing their fucking mind. And then instead of sliding down the flagpole, I just sat on top of it. I just sat right on top of the flagpole. Just sitting there.
Why would you do that?
No reason.
Hmm. Well, I am also joined by my other co-host. He is on his deathbed, Usidor the Blue.
I was Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves knew me as Zonanin Hugstangjis, and I was known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. But now, I am but a leaf upon the wind, and soon my time here shall expire as I shall fall to the ground, churned to a reddish hue, and soon be trampled and returned to the ground from which I came. Yeah. Oh,
but Arnie, Chunt, not really. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, no doy. Yeah, no doy.
Oh, wait, but soon I will be dead and all shall be so sad.
Am I the only one that's getting some serious Can the Wizard vibes from dying
How
Usidor?
How dare you? How dare you insult me like that?
Yeah, you're doing a lot of like, I was this
guy. Yeah, because he sounds like a tired old fuck.
Yeah, doing a lot of like, I turn a reddish hue, and you...
Look, yeah. Isn't that his catchphrase?
I turn a reddish hue.
Listen to me. I'm doing this for all of us. If anyone finds out that the Dark Lord is still alive and in the basement of this very tavern... gig is up.
Usidor, sorry, everyone. Don't look over here. The Dark Lord said nothing, you idiots. The Dark Lord's dead. He's not locked in our basement.
Oh, yes. It's the madness of nearly dying. That's why I have this tiny bed strapped to the back of my head.
Hey, Arnie, before Usidor Wing Wing dies, have you ever had one of his magical delights?
No.
They are so fucking tasty. Usidor, would you mind baking a batch?
Oh, I'd love to do that. Shall I just fly into my hat?
I don't need to know how the cookies are made, my dude.
Whoa!
They're sort of, Arnie, they're sort of like, I think you've mentioned that on Earth, I think they're called Turkish delights.
Mm-hmm.
Magical delights, I think, are pretty similar.
Okay.
They're just sort of gelatinous cubes. They're sort of coated in this powder.
Is there fruit? Is this like a dessert that has fruit in it?
Yeah, I think it has fruit in it. Kids love them. Kids will climb through.
I came back out of my hat. So
yeah, you pooed out. You pooed out.
I had to make the... Well, I said whoop to get in, so poo to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Here, enjoy a magical delight.
Is poo whoop backwards?
Yeah.
I would think pow was.
Nope.
Poo. Huh. You learn something poo every day.
And you, sir, thank you so much for this magical delight. I think I'm going to pass. Not big on fruit desserts.
What the hell?
Or fruit.
What the fuck?
Arnie, do you realize I just shrunk myself, went inside of my hat, and spent 6 months growing fruit and turning it into a piece of magical delight and then creating it for you and coming back out here?
Not to mention, Arnie, that whole pig you were eating that you ate two-thirds of had an apple in its mouth. What about that fruit, huh?
Well, I didn't get to the apple.
How about those apples?
You ate it ass first?
Yes, not on purpose. Don't make it weird. Usidor, are you telling me that you whooped into your hat, spent months in there so long that you forgot what the opposite of whoop is, and you came back poo? It's all making sense now.
I didn't forget anything.
Go back. Let's see what happens.
Ow. Oh, damn. Mm. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hit that pow. There might be something in there.
Oh, yeah. Is there something in that pow that can help the Cooper? Because I'm really worried. These Cooper troopers, I hear they have barrels for some reason. I don't know why they would have barrels. And they throw these barrels at you.
He might have barrels? Are you talking about Kongy Donk? Do you know Kongy Donk?
I've heard of. Yeah, I think these are different kind of barrels. I think these are like green and red barrels.
Oh, no, these barrels were blue and red and yellow and green and orange and maybe that's it. Yeah, it's just those colors.
Well, I hit this block and I got this flower. I don't know if you want a flower. I know you have issues with flowers, Arnie. Yeah. But here, let me just walk across the table and bring it to you.
Wait.
There you go.
No, Isidore, you can't come back. Now that you've walked that way, you can't come back this way.
I can't get back that way.
You idiot.
No. All right. Well, I'll figure something out.
And now that Arnie's touching the flower, he's picking his nose, I think. Are you picking your nose?
Always. Fanart doesn't really depict my nose picking as much as I would have expected.
Huh. You heard it here first, listeners.
Your wishes have been granted.
Speaking of wishes, Arnie, I wish we had a guest on today to cheer up Isidore because...
Well...
What?
We
what?
Do. I know I've been very busy. But I did... get a guest that I think Isidore will be very excited to see.
Ooh.
They came because you're on your deathbed, I assume.
Yes, 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 yes.
Isidore, it's Germ Crust.
Hello. Oh, hello, Arnold. Can I come out from under the table now?
Yes, you can. It's Arnie. Yeah, of course. Please.
Oh, I know it's Arnie. I just, I like to prolong things, you know.
Sure. It's so good to see you. It's been quite a while.
I know. And, oh, Chunt.
Hello. Oh, Germ, it's so good to see you. Thank you so much. I can't tell you what this means to me, and not just me, but Isidore.
Oh, I'm so happy you invited me. I've been having a long few years. I started getting my degree.
Oh, that's wonderful. In what?
In glomology.
Oh, what an interesting field of study. It's wonderful to see you again, Germ.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful to see you too, Isidore.
Yes. Well, please tell us about this this new field of study that you've endeavored upon.
Yeah, I'm from another world. I don't really know that I've ever heard of this before.
Glumology, it's just the study of being glum.
Oh.
Yes, Arnold, it's a very important field of study here in Foon. For once one is sad or depressed, there are steps that must be taken for the energies and the power and the magics that surround the gloom and the melancholy can be quite dangerous if left unattended to.
Yeah, and there's not much known about glum because a lot of people who study glum, you know, eventually they get up and they just can't even.
Oh, sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what my thesis is on, actually.
About not evening?
Can't evening, yes.
Oh.
Oh, wonderful.
And a can't evening to you, too.
Yeah, have you considered, like, doing a speaking tour when you finish your thesis? Like, an evening of can't evening?
Oh, I would love that. I hadn't even thought about that. But would you be guests on my show?
Oh my gosh, that would be... Have we ever guested on someone else's show?
Yeah, I mean, Comedy Bang
Besides Comedy
Bang
Bang?
So long ago.
I mean, you can't even get access to that easily.
It would be a variety of cant evening. An evening of cant evening. A cant evening.
That sounds amazing. I speak for all of us when I say yes, 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 yes.
Well, you speak for two of you. For I soon shall die.
He's can't evening. He's trying to out can't evening Germ.
I mean, I can't even think about living another second longer.
Oh, Isidore, you do look so blue.
Yes, well, thank you. Yes, I've been taking care of my robes. Oh, you mean how sad I am? Yes, for although let's know that this sadness is twinged with joy as well. One, for having accomplished my great goal of defeating the Dark Lord, totally for real.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And two, having an opportunity to see you once again.
Oh, no. You can't say that unless you really mean it.
Oh, she's crying.
Well, I'm so sorry to upset you, but I am very happy to see you once again.
Oh, Usador.
She's gotten so good at crying from her studies.
I study crying all day long, every day. Aww. And I would like to say that it wasn't related to the amount of time I've been away from you, Usador, but I truly just decided to become identified with my missing and my pining of you.
Oh, well, that seems unhealthy. You'll have to figure out a way to carry on without me. You have many other interests and are a complete person on your own.
Ani-chan.
Yeah.
I'm not really dying. What? But shut up. Look, Gurm, I have an opportunity here with Gurm. Yeah. Now that Genevia has forsworn me, oh my.
If I'm being honest, I always thought you would eventually end up with Gurm. I'm going to know you two have a thing.
Really?
You and Gurm is who I'm shipping most. I told you, Genlivia is terrible for you.
All right. She's a very powerful wizard, so watch your step.
But hey, listen, I don't know if you saw this, but Gurm has a tattoo on her shoulder of your face. It looks like almost like a missing poster. And then underneath it, it says, "Have you seen my heart?"
Oh.
That's truly the sweetest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, it's sweet and tacky. All right, let's get back up there.
Oh, you're back.
Yes,
I was just drinking this strange drink that someone left in a candle holder.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. That's goose juice from last week. That you do not want to drink that.
You don't want to drink
that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I poured some into the... Yeah.
Am I going to get drunk?
No.
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 Am I going to get sick?
Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You may give birth to a goose.
Oh, well, if I had someone with me to parent together, maybe that would be all right.
yes.
Usador, I think she means you. She's sending such subtle signals.
If only there was some way I could survive long enough to help you raise this goose that you may be impregnated with. Oh, but we'll never know.
I've seen this rom-com a million times.
I would like to say that my focus in my studies has been on wizards and the glum of wizards.
So you're particularly interested in, then, I suppose, someone like Blorth the Brown, who's notoriously sort of depressed.
Oh,
and a very depressed wizard.
Fucking dense idiot.
Well, yes, there are several good books on him. He's been a good case study for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been reading the good books?
Yes.
That's good.
They've been very good books.
Oh, can I ask? So you said your thesis is on Cant Evening. Can I ask maybe a dumb question?
Oh, of course.
As you write your thesis and you swap out pieces of paper for different pieces of paper to update your thesis, at what point does it stop being your thesis?
Oh, I see what you're getting at.
Are the pieces of paper your thesis, or is the idea behind the paper the thesis?
The thesis is the time spent doing the moving of the paper.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. See, I would have thought as soon as all the original papers were swapped out, it ceases to be a thesis.
Oh, ceases to be a thesis. I like that line. I'll have to put that on one of the papers.
Yeah, put it in your thesis.
Are you saying these pieces ceases to be this thesis?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's very difficult to wrap one's mind around. Perhaps we should all take a quick break and then come back and explore that further.
Well, we'll explore that further, but more importantly, when we come back, we're going to be on a brand new podcast that we'll hear about in just a bit.
It's a Cant Evening with Gurm Crust. A Cant Evening. I can't even. Welcome to my show. I'm Gurm, and I have my first guests on my show.
Guys, we're on the first episode.
What?
Oh, no, wait, she said first guest. I'm sorry. Never mind.
The first guests on my show today They are my dear friends. I've known them ever since I was a struggling makeup artist. But now I'm getting a degree. I'm getting a degree in sadness. And what can be more official than that? So
it's so weird to be over on the side while the main part is going, like, it's kind of like...
Arnie, shut up. You never interrupt the host.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you get that from our podcast?
Yeah.
So here we are. We are exploring sadness today. All the glum in the world. And what better way to do that with the happiest little people I know? Now, I will introduce you to them. We have Arnie.
Hey.
Arnie, tell about something that made you so sad.
Huh. You know,
Arnie, stop looking around the room. You're not going to be inspired by your environment.
Yeah. Chunt's made me sad on a number of occasions.
The fuck?
Oh, that's beautiful. And that actually segues us into my next introduction. This is Chunt.
Bing Bong, thank you so much. Gurm, can I just say it's a pleasure to be on the show? First time listener, long time guest. What's something that's made me sad recently is Arnie saying that I make him sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really... I would love to unpack that in a moment. Well, now we have the most prolific and uplifting of the sadness people.
Is she going to introduce me again?
Arnie, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
Also, your catchphrase was, hey... When she said, here's Arnie, you said, hey, what the fuck was that? Put some spice on it.
Oh,
put some fucking mustard on the ball.
Fuck that up.
Oh, hey. God.
And it is Usidor.
Thank you, Gurm, for having me here. I'm a first-time listener, long-time caller.
Oh, where have you been calling? Because I don't think I have a number connected to this.
Oh, just out. I just call out many of the places I go. I just say things aloud. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, where we are right now in this beautiful landscape of Nibblebottom is a great place to call out because there's a mountain and there's mm-hmm. echoes.
Oh,
and
yes.
If you're very glum, then you can just scream sad things and then the world will scream them back at you.
That's very true. If you're feeling sad, it's very good to let it out. And I like to let things out as loudly as I can.
All right, Usidor, so what is something that has made you sad recently?
Well, I've been alive for 350 years, so I've had my ups and downs along the way, but I'd say most recently I was sad that no one showed up when I originally was dying. When I first was dying. Well, I mean, I'm still dying. I was sad that no one came to my pre-funeral. It made me very sad. But then April Fool showed up, and now you're here.
I am.
Sometimes you just have to be patient, even when you're dying. So I decided to live a little longer, and then die a little later.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Usidor, I was going to say you're the first dying person I've ever had on my podcast.
Well,
but then
you.
I realized we're all dying, and that...
Oh, yeah.
That's a great point.
Arnie, you idiot.
I love hay.
Can I change what I'm sad about? I'm sad that I'm also dying.
Does everyone want to know when they're dying?
What?
Or should I cast a spell that tells us all when we die?
Not me, no.
Well, that actually sounds like a great thing for the end of this podcast, which will end soon because I don't have a lot of material because I am new at doing this.
I think you're doing a wonderful job. I don't think you should be sad about how you're hosting this podcast. You should be very elated.
Well, that's something that I like to talk about in my study of glumology, which is a redundant thing to say because ology means study of. So if I were to say the study of glumology, I'm really just saying the study of glum, the study of. Anyway, we're going to not tell each other whether we should be sad or we shouldn't be sad because we all should be sad.
Yeah.
Well, but we have to find joy in life, too. Otherwise, why did I fight for so long and attempt to defeat the Dark Lord and then finally accomplish it? Absolutely, for real. For if there's no hope, then what is the point of life?
Oh.
And why did I do nearly 7 years of this podcast if I'm just supposed to be sad?
And this whole time of doing this podcast for 7 years... At any point, we could have said the podcast is going to wrap up soon because we don't have a lot of prepared material. We could have been doing that this whole time. Why are we making hour-long episodes?
We've never prepared any material.
All right, well, before everyone starts to spiral into this strange existential moment, I just want to say that this is my podcast, and I get to decide whether or not we'd wrap up early, and also I get to decide whether or not we have to be sad. So I think that we have to be sad, and I think that we have to end whenever I want it to end.
Okay, well, I'm sad that sometimes birds fly into glass.
Oh, that is the most sad thing. Oh, Usador, yes. Everyone give Usador a round of applause because that...
Why do birds fly into glass?
Why do birds fly into glass?
I'm like a bird, I flew into a window. Just some fun songs I thought of just now.
Yeah. Wonderful. Those were great.
Now, this brings us to the final segment of the podcast, which is called The Can't Even. Now, this is where you have the opportunity to just give a little 30-second rant about something you can't even.
Well, I can't even with all of the other wizards. They've shunned me. Even though I've completed the greatest task that any wizard has ever completed, they still ignore me and leave me out of their machinations. Oh, and how I think about how Spintax the Green continues to plod along with his fans and his books and his popularity. It makes me so mad. And how Eunice and even Jamilius, who used to be my friend, and Can and Blorth and Genlevia, who's rejected me. They've all rejected me, and I can't even.
Wow, that was really good, Usador.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to follow that. Can Arnie go next?
Arnie?
Hey!
I still got it!
Follow that, motherfucker.
Okay. I can't even with people who didn't come and pay their respects or give friendship to Usador on his fucking deathbed. I can't even with these people. Usador has been the most loyal, giving, thoughtful, generous, commanding, powerful, magical,
handsome,
handsome creature I've ever known, and these motherfuckers don't show up. Here's what I'll say. I can't even with these people. And what I'll say is champagne for my real friends and poison champagne for my sham friends.
Nice.
Wow.
Are you storing that carefully, though, Chunt? Like, ooh. Are you... You're not always the most organized. I'm just saying, like,
clinkies, champagne, Arnie. Clinkies. You know.
Arnie, this isn't your podcast.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hey!
Oh, you know what, though? I think Arnie does make a good point. I will not be drinking any of Chunt's champagne.
But do you want some Mountain Brew Haha Blast?
That I will try.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds as sad as it looks.
I never thought about it, but it is a very sad drink.
No, I have a little bit of that, too.
Mm. It actually tastes pretty good. Now... Arnie, did you actually want to go, or did you feel that you already did your can't even?
I thought I kind of knocked it out of the park, but now I feel sad about the fact that maybe I didn't.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of my podcast. I forgot the name already, so I'll have...
I do that all the time.
I'll have to go back and write it down. But because I don't have an implement to do so... I will just sing the little song, and we'll all be on our way. Do 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 do. Germ crust can't even with germ crust. Ooh, I like this one better than the opening, actually.
Yeah, let's take a short break, and then we'll get back to Welcome to the Magic Tavern.
The guests for today's episode of Can't Even with Germ Crust were Arnie Niekamp, Usador the Blue, Chunt the Shapeshifter. You can check out more at germcrust.can'teven.
So, Germ, can I ask, what was it that led you to study the glum arts?
Oh, well, I saw a lot of really scary things back on that first expedition to defeat the Dark Lord, and it got my head spinning for a while, and then, you know, my heart was broken, and that's not any sort of... slight towards Usador, but it was Usador who did it.
Oh.
And then
Usador.
I started to heal, but then I thought maybe I didn't want to heal. Maybe I just wanted to be a wound. And then I thought, well, I've always been someone who takes action. So I decided to just study what I was feeling. And through that, I've become an expert.
Oh, wow. And can I ask, there seems to be, if I'm looking out the tavern door here, there seems to be sort of a bevy of ghosts out there. Are those the ghosts that follow you?
Yes, they've been with me all this time.
And I have to imagine being around them, they probably have a certain energy. Like, I assume, I mean, my dad, I just speaking from experience, my dad was a ghost, and he was kind of always sad because he's always thinking about when he was alive. So that must also have some effect on you.
Yes, well, you know, my ghosts actually do have quite a playful spirit. They always are sort of playing jokes on me.
Oh.
And, you know, pulling people's pants down, but they also are...
It's kind of not acceptable. You should tell those ghosts.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, a ghost pantsing is a little different because conceivably the ghost could just be like, oh, it wasn't me. Your pants just fell down. It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't make it okay.
Look, I was young once and I thought that would have been like a hilarious premise for a Scott Baio movie, but times have changed.
Yeah, and can I say, just a few years ago, someone went to pants me and just ripped my hips off. I don't wear pants. I had to regrow my hips.
You famously don't wear pants.
Yeah. Yes.
So, to the ghost point, I'll say that while they are playful and goofy and vivacious, ironically.
Never heard those two words used together. That sounds like a perfume. Goofy Vivacious by Gurm.
Well, you know, they're a unique little group. And I will say that despite all those things, they do suck the energy from the room. So even though they seem to be having a great time and they make me laugh, it's like all of the life has just been sort of eaten away from me.
They're takers.
They are, and I feel gloomy.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Can anyone actually define the word vivacious?
Full of vibe?
Is it excitable? Is it happy? Is it...
I think it means full of life, which I understand is an oxymoronic concept with the ghost, but...
Sure, sure.
Gurm, is it possible... And look, I don't want to tell you what to do with your life, but it seems like you could benefit from letting go a little bit. It seems like these ghosts are really burdening you and using your own words, kind of sucking the life out of you.
You know, Arnie, I think that is exactly what the premise and the purpose of my podcast is. You know, I can't even with my ghosts.
Yes.
And that's the first time I've ever said that aloud.
Oh, how empowering. You must feel a great burden lifted from you.
Yes, I do.
You must feel like the ghost of an albatross has been lifted off your shoulders.
Yes, that's exactly right, Chunt. How do you know the right words to say?
And Gurm, I appreciate that you embrace that sadness is a valid emotion and there's nothing wrong with it, but also, so is anger. It seems like maybe it's healthy for you to express your anger.
Oh, yes. One moment. Let me march outside and scream at them.
While she goes outside to scream, can I launch into my song I've been sitting on? It's called Healthy to Be Horny. It is only 10 minutes long. I promise you I will clip through it. It's healthy to be horny. Okay, your faces are saying no. Let's listen to Gurm.
I agree with the sentiment.
I told you to leave me alone. Why are you throwing those things at people? No, that's a rabbit. I don't want you to touch it. Oh, you are pantsing them again.
Those ghosts.
I'm going back inside and I'm not talking to you anymore.
This is giving me a great idea for a TV show, The Ghost Screamer.
Gurm, you really told those ghosts what you thought. That was wonderful.
I feel like my words became just alphabet soup. I don't even know what I said. I'm so angry.
Well, I think this is a great revelation for you. Is there anyone else who's possibly wronged you that you finally want to tell off?
Yeah, anyone that's caused you emotional distress or pain over the last few years?
Yeah, anyone that, like, even when you think of them, like, your stomach churns and you're just like, I want to tell them what's been on my mind.
Oh, you, Sador.
What?
It's you.
Me?
You. I gave you so many chances to just give me a little stroke on the cheek or a little pat on the bottom, and never once did you do that. And now you're dying, and I think I'm very mad at you for that, because you went and died, and you never even were going to say goodbye. I had to find out about your death and come seek you out from your friends, who are very good people, and you always interrupt them. You don't get to talk.
Damn. Shit. Arnie, this is so empowering, and it's making me sad because it's like, what are the things I want to say to you before you die? And like, I never got the chance to pat your cheek or stroke your bottom.
I know. I think if we're learning anything this week, it's that we should never hesitate to pat that bottom.
I think that might be the wrong takeaway here.
Maybe that's wrong.
It's healthy to be horny.
I think I'm being affected by those ghosts a little too much.
Well, anyway, I'm glad I got that out, and I'm just feeling sad again now, so that was good.
Gurm, can I just tell you, thank you for sharing that. I know that took a lot of vulnerability and a lot of, you know, strength, so thank you for sharing that. And Usador, how you doing, bud? You okay?
Well, it's hard to hear, certainly, but Gurm, I hear you and I understand you and I appreciate your candor. For too long, yes, did I play the dalliance of what might have been, and yet I did ne'er commit myself, for I found myself oft entangled with that red wizard Genlevia. Now I look back and have regret as I lie here strapped to my deathbed and can't do anything about it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I also want to say that Genlevia is not at fault, and I really like her. I actually have a friend of hers that we got some tea recently, and we were talking about Genlevia, and I actually don't blame her at all, and I think she's very pretty. So that's just something I wanted to say, because I didn't want to bring her into this.
Well, thank you. Perhaps if there's some miracle by which I am able to survive my inevitable death, maybe there's a future for us.
For whom? For whom? You and Genlevia, or...
Usador, put yourself out there. Come on. If... hypothetically, you don't die sometime, Arnie, in the future. Maybe Arnie, ask her out on a date.
Arnie, I don't need your help.
Oh, okay. Chunt, he doesn't need our help. He doesn't need our help.
No, Gurm, I meant you and I.
Oh, Usador. Oh.
Usador, that's not what you want to hear somebody say.
Yes, I know. Sure.
Usador, you needed my help.
Shut up.
Usador, I am very flattered, but I've moved on.
Yes, well, of course. Of course you have, as have
I. What do you mean, of course? You didn't know that. No, you haven't.
Shut up.
With who?
Of course, so have I. I'm moving on to the realms of Ephesius, where I shall be unreachable. So I'm happy for you, Gurm Crust.
You can't say that. If somebody says, I've moved on, you can't say, I've moved on too, I'm dying, I'm moving on to heaven. That's bullshit.
I'm happy for you, Gurm. I really am.
I'm happy for you as well.
Oh, that actually was kind of sweet and worked out.
Yeah. Wait, did something healthy happen?
Can't possibly on this podcast. Arnie, listen, we have to break this awkwardness with a song. Now, I'm willing to launch into the last 9 minutes and 50 seconds of It's Healthy to Be Horny, unless you have a song.
Oh, no, no. Well, you know me.
You ever see a guy eating a banana and you want to say...
I'm so sorry. Oh. There's actually some bards are in town, and this is... Well, we'll cheer Usador up. there's a new popular song in Foon about the demise of the Dark Lord.
Well, let's get out of here and hear that song.
Hey, bards, why don't you play the song for us?
When the world had fallen into darkness, a humble band of heroes came. And one among them stood above them, and we forever sing his name. While others cowered, he empowered, summoned his obsidian sword. Focused on his quest most ancient, he struck down the Dark Lord. Now all Foon shall sing his praises, he whose hand is true and sure. So raise your glasses, toast his bravery, never forget who it's for. So is there anyone out there who can possibly compare to Drip Fang?
What?
He answered the call with really no help at all. It's Drip Fang!
Huh? Drip Fang?
He's a model of the person that everyone could be. And if he isn't a wizard, he certainly should be.
Ooh, I'm dancing!
Who's our hero of choice with a sexy, sexy voice? That's Drip Fang!
It is catchy.
His vibe is so fun!
I'm gonna name my first son after
Drip Fang! Thank you, Mr. Drip Fang, for freeing us. He should have his own realm of Ephesius. Now maybe he seemed evil at first. He killed a lot of people, he did a lot worse. But now we see that everyone was wrong. We love an anti-hero who was good all along. Who can poof a whole cake and is made out of snakes? That's Drip Fang! Who's the hero of Foon, making every gender swoon? That's Drip Fang! If we had our way, he would have his own day, and it would be every day. No one else should get a day. Drip Fang is the best. He saved the world.
Drip Fang saved the world.
Oh, Arnie's dying. You sure are dying.
Is this, look, is this the
he's
moment?
He's clutching his chest.
What? How do they think that?
I don't know you, sir. I'm so sorry. I thought that it was a song of celebrating you.
Arnie, quick! It's healthy to be horny when you see two birds collide in the sky. They're fucking little birds. They're fucking little birds. Arnie?
I'm sure there's some kind of mix-up, right? Like, maybe, like, Drip Fang made the obsidian sword, but
are you
people don't think that...
telling me that they believe that the evil necromancer... and man made of snakes, Drip Fang, murder the Dark Lord instead of me?
Gurm, stop dancing.
Oh, I was really enjoying it.
No, it's so, oh, I'm dancing,
catchy,
oh look, I'm dancing too. I'm dancing too.
Usidor, it's not everyone believes that, but that is what the Tablobies were saying. You know how they are. They just need something to publish.
I know, but I sacrificed so much.
Well, it's for the best that you sacrificed in honor rather than, you know, just so that people will say things about you.
Yes, I suppose I must carry on. I've completed my one true task, and now it's my time to die, and I won't even... get credit for it.
You don't seem very happy about that.
Yeah, your smile is terrifying. It looks very forced, and it doesn't go with your eyebrows.
And there's blood coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, and it's not yours.
Look, I'm going to figure out a way to make this right before I quote-unquote die.
Why quote-unquote?
Don't worry about it.
No, she's right. Why, quote unquote?
Wait, Usidor, would you say that you have a dying wish that we should try to grant before you die? Like, I don't know, like kill Drip Fang or something? Because I'd be in on that.
Yeah, you want us to kill Drip Fang?
Yeah.
Am I included in this?
You can be if you like.
Yeah, do you want to kill Drip Fang?
All right.
Gurm, I can't lie to you any longer.
What?
There's so many lies. Which one could this be?
We didn't defeat the Dark Lord. We almost did it, and then...
The fuck?
We captured him, and he's living in the basement, and I'm not really going to die. It was all part of a ruse to make sure that everyone believed that he was actually dead, and then I was going to start living a new life under a new assumed name. I was going to become Richard Jenkins.
Wait. Oh, wow. I was so upset for a moment, and then the name really threw me off, and... That is funny, but listen, Usador, this is truly, I don't even have words.
Oh, well, it's just that everyone was so happy, and we'd almost killed him, and then he tricked us, and peace was starting to expand through the land, and the Dark Lord's forces were being turned back, and it seemed like, well, the best thing to do was to just keep the whole thing under wraps. But I hurt you in the process, and I regret that, and I do truly apologize.
I've already forgiven you, Usador.
Oh, good. I hope that you'll keep this secret between us, and it seems that every week now I reveal this secret to somebody.
Now I feel less bad about all the people I've told, though.
Wait, what? Who did you tell?
What the fuck? Don't worry about it.
This seems like a big web of lies you've been spinning. I wonder if you would like to come on my podcast next week and reveal the truth.
Well, I have been wanting to make more guest appearances, so sure, that sounds great.
It will be... a special Can't Even episode where we can't even the most.
Oh, I love it.
With all these lies.
All these lies. A web of lies. Truth and lies. Spintax.
What? How did you get there? What the fuck? You wanted to get there. Usador, you wanted to get there. That's like me going, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, Arnie Niekamp.
What?
Fuck Arnie. What? No.
But, you know, I followed that.
No, it made sense to me.
Saltwater Taffy, Laffy Taffy, fuck Arnie Niekamp.
Yeah, that one, I get that one too.
Raspberries, wrinkles, ramen noodles, noodle chicken soup, chickens are afraid to die. I don't want to die.
In Noodle's name we pray, ramen.
Ramen, favorite meal of students, still so much to learn. Matt Young, who played Wizard's Choice Award nominee Usador the Blue. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Germcrust the Glomologist was played by special guest Mary Tilden. Check out Mary's short film, Cool for 5 Seconds, at omeletto.com. Her short film, Rough River Lake, is currently making its way through the film festival circuit. Get more info at Rough River Lake Film on Instagram. Or find out more about Mary's upcoming film and comedy projects at Mary Tilden on Instagram. The song Savior of Foon was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Visit his website at atptunes.com to hear more of his great music. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, like Michael McCoy, Liz Roy, and Shaylee Cram. I wish that third name had rhymed, but otherwise no notes on your name, Shaylee. Patrons get ad-free episodes and at least 2 new bonus episodes every month. The most recent is a new Behind the Tavern, where the cast shares stories of recording the season 1 finale, Usador's Quest, and moving the show in a new direction, I guess, in season 2. Here, listen to it.
The other kind of thing, you know, when Matt was saying, like, sort of leading up to that episode, like... The one thing I really appreciate about that 100th episode before it gets to the chaos at the end was that it kind of surprisingly pays off a bunch of threads, or at least like there are things that were in the air that were like, well, all the badgers that are pissed off at Chunt should be at a table, and we get attacked by starlings, and there were all this talk about the unwed mothers. And I think like Sarah Shockey was just there to be Squibbert. And unless I'm misremembering, we basically just said, can you play one of the unwed mothers for a moment in the chaos of this?
And it kind of became like it kind of became the last 5 minutes of Cabin in the Woods, where it's like, hey, yeah. every creature we hinted at that we know is in existence, all the doors open and they're let loose.
And so on. To learn more about supporting the show, getting more bonus content that anyone would realistically want, and maybe even forcing me to say your name in the credits, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by no one. Patreon listeners will know that someone said I don't have to say their name in the credits anymore, so I won't. Ugh, feel like Andy Dufresne finally shoveling his way out of Shawshank with a spoon. Sweet, sweet freedom. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
And it's your boy Chunt, and I don't want to be corny, but everyone know it's healthy to be horny. Do tick tick, do tick tick.